President Biden talks to U.S. allies today with more warning signs of a potential Russian attack on Ukraine. Yesterday, talks involving France, Germany, Ukraine, and Russia broke up with no sign of progress. On NBC last night, the president had this advice for Americans in Ukraine.
What I've asked is American citizens should leave now. We're dealing with one of the largest armies in the world. This is a very different situation, and things could go crazy quickly.
Now, avoiding crazy is the job of America's number two diplomat. Wendy Sherman is Deputy Secretary of State, and she's leading the White House dialogue with Russia. It's a tough assignment, given Russia and China are both challenging the U.S.-led global order. Here's NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman.
When she attended a recent NATO-Russia Council meeting, Wendy Sherman didn't have her usual scripted remarks. Instead, she tells NPR she scribbled down some notes as she listened to the Russians and others speak.
And I wanted to make sure that the world knew two things. One, it had not always been thus. That in World War II, we had fought together, we and Russia, for the liberation of Europe. And that what we were talking about here was sticking with the principles that were established after World War II, by which the world has operated.
Sherman made it personal, talking about her Jewish grandmother, who was born in what's now Ukraine, and her father, who enlisted as a Marine in World War II.
The few words that I spoke seemed to match the moment. There was a lot of silence, and quite frankly, other members came up to me because they had lived this, or their parents had lived this, and what I said was their lives and what was at stake here.
Sherman has known her Russian counterpart, Sergei Rybkov, for years. They negotiated over Syria's chemical weapons stockpiles and over Iran's nuclear program during the Obama administration. Republicans often criticize her for her role in that Iran deal, which the Trump administration left. But Thomas Graham of the Council on Foreign Relations says politicians need to be realistic. Adversaries don't just capitulate, he says. Diplomacy is about making compromises, as he found out leading talks with Russia during the Bush administration.
Compromises are mutual. The Russians have to give something. We have to give something in an effort to find a way towards a resolution that avoids a military conflict, which I think neither side really wants.
Graham worries that the 24/7 news cycle makes it harder for diplomats to work quietly behind closed doors. Wendy Sherman often compares negotiations to mushrooms, which, as she puts it, do best in the dark. A former social worker from Baltimore, Sherman first joined the State Department in the Clinton administration and says she learned a lot as a top aide to Madeleine Albright, America's first female Secretary of State.
She taught me early on that when one negotiates, I am not really Wendy Sherman or even a woman or a 72-year-old grandmother. I am the United States of America. And if one understands that, you come to the table with an enormous amount of power, and one has to use it wisely.
That was a time when the U.S. was at the height of its power, though, says Graham. He says that power started waning when he was in government, with the quagmires in Iraq and Afghanistan and the 2008 financial crisis.
We lost our reputation for wise policy. We lost our reputation for competence. And that, I think, sparked the revisionism that you've seen, or reinforced the revisionism you've seen on the part of Russia and China over the past 10 to 15 years.
While he described Sherman as a professional negotiator, he says it's the White House that will have to come up with an effective strategy to deal with these revisionist powers. Stanford University's Rose Gottemuller says it's a tough world out there, starting with China.
It has risen rapidly and is modernizing its nuclear forces and throwing its financial weight around. But also with the Russians now being so assertive in such an overwhelmingly negative way.
And that makes it hard for any U.S. diplomat, says Gottemuller, a former NATO deputy secretary general.
You know, there's a question out there, how effective can the United States and its normally pragmatic and problem-solving approach, how effective can the United States be in these circumstances, also at a time when many people around the world are questioning the U.S. ability to govern itself as well.
The Biden administration has looked to Deputy Secretary Sherman to test the waters. In addition to negotiating with the Russians, she was the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit China last year. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.